With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin wrapping up an extremely productive summit aimed at ending the war in Ukraine. Putin spoke first earlier today at a joint press conference held by the two world leaders, describing the talks as a constructive atmosphere of mutual respect. President Trump then describing the summit as extremely productive and said many points were agreed to.
We had an extremely productive meeting and many points were agreed to. There are just a very few that are left. Some are not that significant. One is probably the most significant, but we have a very good chance of getting there. We didn't get there, but we have a very good chance of getting there. I would like to thank President Putin and his entire team.
President plans to call Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky and NATO leaders to discuss the content of Friday's meeting. Military affairs analyst Robert McGinnis explains what happens next.
The fact that the president said he was immediately going to get on Air Force One and call NATO, call European leaders, and of course call Zelensky means that he has some very specific things he's going to present to them.
McGinnis is a retired U.S. Army lieutenant colonel and a military affairs analyst for the Salem Radio Network. California stepping into a national redistricting battle after President Trump urging Texas Republicans to redraw maps to maintain their U.S. House majority. California lawmakers returning to the Capitol Monday to take up the partisan plan. Democrats hold supermajorities in both chambers enough to act without Republican votes, Governor Gavin Newsom leading the campaign in favor of the maps. Erin has strengthened into a hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, bringing heavy rains that could cause flooding and landslides. The National Hurricane Center in Miami reporting the storm several hundred miles east of the northern Leeward Islands with maximum sustained winds of 75 miles per hour. This is SRN News. A victory for the state of Arkansas in court. The 8th District Court of Appeals has ruled that a new law banning sex change operations on children is constitutional and can remain in effect.
Writing for the majority, Circuit Judge Dwayne Benton said, quote, "The act does not discriminate on the basis of sex and regulates a class of procedures, not people. The act is rationally related to the state's legitimate interest in protecting the well-being of minors."
SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. After decades of tensions between Muslims and Christians in Cyprus, a private group is seeking to build bridges. Greek and Turkish Cypriots have teamed up to restore grave markers at 15 civilian cemeteries on each side of the so-called Green Line, which cuts the Mediterranean island in half. Shattered granite crosses are strewn about the weed-choked Greek Cypriot cemeteries on the Muslim side, while Muslim graves suffer the same fate in the Greek Cypriot south as well. This is SRN News. A very special memorial tree in France has been destroyed.
The authorities vowed to track down and prosecute unknown attackers who chopped down an olive tree planted in homage to a French Jew murdered in 2006. The commemorative tree for Ilan Halimi, planted 14 years ago in a Paris suburb, was attacked Wednesday night, seemingly with a chainsaw. The local town posted a photo on its Facebook page showing the tree's leafy, bushy top, completely severed from its base. Halimi was found naked, handcuffed and covered with burn marks near railroad tracks in the Essonne region, south of Paris, on February 13, 2006. He died on the way to the hospital after being held captive and tortured. French Prime Minister Françoise Bayrou, in a post on X, said, "The olive tree was felled by anti-Semitic hatred." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials say flash floods and torrential rains have killed over 280 in India and Pakistan, leaving scores missing. You'll find more details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.